I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. The naming of plants can be deceiving. Take the Rose of Sharon shrub that's blooming now around the state. This plant isn't in the rose family. Even the botanical name, Hibiscus syriacus, is only half correct. It has a hibiscus or mallow-shaped flower, but the shrub doesn't hail from Syria, more likely India or China. Oh well, however you look at it, the Rose of Sharon is a beautiful landscape plant that has become very common. What's not common about Rose of Sharon is its ability to flower profusely in August when few other shrubs are blooming and be relatively trouble-free. The flowers can be single, double, frilly, or of multiple colors. Yes, there is a Rose of Sharon called tricolor that has pink, red, and purple-colored flowers all on one shrub. Sugartip has double pink flowers on a variegated plant. Little Kim only grows 3 to 4 feet tall, while most Rose of Sharon shrubs grow up to 10 feet. And the pillar Rose of Sharon only grows 2 feet wide, but straight up. Give Rose of Sharon full sun and well-drained soil on a Zone 5 site, and it's happy. In a marginally hardy area, protect shrubs from winter winds with burlap. Be patient in spring, as Rose of Sharon can leaf out late. The only serious pest of Rose of Sharon is the Japanese beetle. While most gardeners grow Rose of Sharon as a specimen in the lawn or a foundation plant along the house, play around with this versatile shrub. Grow Rose of Sharon with other shrubs such as ninebark, lilac, and smokebush. Grow a privacy hedge of Rose of Sharon to block a view. Or even grow dwarf types in containers, then protect them in winter. And now for this week's tip. Keep picking off and destroying the tomato hornworm. These caterpillars eat voraciously and grow fast, stripping tomato foliage in a few days. Toss the caterpillars in soapy water or feed them to chickens. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about cover crops. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.